Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Speak Your Mind Radio with your host Brenda Williams. Every Thursday night, world topics, interviews you won't hear anywhere else. Let's go. 347-857-3692. You're on the line now with the beautiful, talented author Brenda Williams.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Speak Your Mind Radio. My name is Brenda Williams. I am your host. So tonight we have a bit of a free topic. The reason why is because I get a lot of inboxes from people, and they're always asking, can they do this topic? Can they do that topic? So tonight I just wanted to basically make it about my callers, about my fans, and allow you guys to call in. So whatever you have questions about, just something you want to talk about, we can go ahead and talk about it. So I'm going to get started first on my topic. I absolutely cannot stand people who call me through Facebook. At one time, I basically thought it was just the foreigners who called me through Facebook, but now I'm starting to see that it's other people who call me through Facebook, and that I absolutely despise that. So if you're somebody that's on this line, and you call me on Facebook, or you are thinking about calling me on Facebook, please don't do it. Because lately I've just been answering it and sticking up a bird. I don't even say nothing. I won't show you my face or anything. And if my husband's with me, I'll put my husband's face up there. So, yeah, I cannot stand that at all. But I'm going to go ahead and bring on some callers. And tonight, again, this topic tonight is make your own topic up. You got a question, you have an opinion. Just go for it, make it up, and then what we'll do is let our panelists weigh in on what you're talking about. So I'm going to go ahead and bring my first person on. 2424, I have you on the line with Brenda Williams of Speak Your Mind Radio. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I am blessed, highly favored. I can't complain. So tonight, of course, you know, my topic is just a topic of your own. Make it up your own. So what is something that you'd like to talk about this evening?
Anger management. Anger issues.
Okay, so do you know someone who has anger issues, or do you have anger issues?
Yeah, me.
Okay, so what makes you think that you have anger? What makes you think you have anger? Tell me about a situation that makes you think that you have anger issues.
Okay, all right, one situation was I do home health care. So I was doing a filling, and the girl, the lady that I was taking care of, her daughter said, I'll be right back. So I said, okay. Now, mind you, it's late. Okay, now she's supposed to have her ass back at around 9 o'clock. So I said, oh, okay, well, it's time for she should be back. So 1 hour went by. Nope. 2 hours went by. Nope. So I was calling her. She wasn't answering the phone. So she finally pulled up. So I looked out the door. While I looked out the door, she's backing up. So I'm waving like, no. I need you to come in. She said, I'll be back. No, come here for a second. So when she came, I said, where you going? Oh, I'll be back. I said, no, ma'am. It's time for me to go. I need you to go back in the house with your mother. So she said, no, I will be back. I said, no, what you're going to do is get out the car. She said, who you think you talking to? You know, she got a little fly with me, jazzy at the mouth. So what I did was I snatched her keys out of her car and threw them in the woods and cuffed the ass out. Cover up my license plate, and drove the fuck off. So, was I wrong for that? Was I wrong for that? I don't think I was wrong for that.
I think you were. I think you were because, okay, but wait a minute. I think that you were wrong because
why
would you take somebody's keys and throw them?
because her ass got jazzy and she talking about she'll be back and she just kept trying to pull the fuck off. So, no, you ain't going nowhere.
Wow.
And she kept going off at the mouth and she kept running off at that damn mouth. And instead of laying hands on her, I took her keys and threw them in the woods.
So when you say lay hands on, are you that type of person that would actually put your hands on someone?
Yeah, I choked somebody out before, a few people, on my job. Yeah.
On your job? Do you still work there?
Yeah.
So what happened with the choking? Okay, let's see if that was a an anger management. Because sounds like, and I'm not a doctor, and I'm not somebody who can judge, but honestly, just by that story, it sounds like you might have some issues. But tell me about, like you said, the choking incident.
When she, the director, the owner of the company was going on vacation, so she sent her aunt to take her place. So I had to go to the office. So I'm in the office with the supervisor talking, and she was sitting there across the desk, and she said, are you Miss Smith? I said, yes, I am. I said, how you doing today? To my understanding, you refused some workers. I said, first of all, who are you? She said, I'm so-and-so's aunt, and I'm taking her place, and I need to know why did you turn down so-and-so. I said, first of all, know what you're talking about before you come at me. I said, first of all, I didn't turn down nobody. So we was going back and forth, and the bitch just went stupid and spit on me. So what I did, stole over the desk, and I grabbed by her neck, and I choked her in the chair. When the chair fell back, I fell on top of her, but the chair fell on top of my knee. Ow! Stupid ass.
What is that?
Away from me. My damn
what
cat.
What is that? Okay, and so I think you might have anger issues. Do we have any callers that would like to chime in on this caller to determine if whether or not you think she has anger issues?
I don't think I have anger issues, because if somebody spit on you, you're going to lose your damn mind as well. I don't give a
fuck. Okay, but did she spit on you? Did she, spit on you, or was she talking and spit on you?
No, the bitch spit on me. Like, you spit on me. So you deserve to get choked out. You deserve to get your furniture stomped out your goddamn mouth. You deserve all of that. She's lucky I didn't pick up that chair and bust in her goddamn head.
Wow. I don't know if, okay, did she spit, or did it miss you? That's a question.
No, it landed on my shirt. I don't give a fuck if it landed or not. The principle is you spit at me. You deliberately spit, you wanted to spit on me. You spit on me, I'm going to try to put your motherfucking furniture down your throat.
Wow. Well, I do see somebody with their hand up, and I want this caller to chime in on what he heard to determine what he thinks about you being, if you have anger management issues.
I don't
or she.
Know. I just felt like I was defending myself.
Okay, 0913. I have you on the line with Brenda Williams of Speak Your Mind Radio, and I have a caller on that's experiencing a couple of things, and she wants to know, based on what she said, do you feel like she has anger management issues?
I've been listening and everything, and I mean, damn, she about to fuck up the cat. I'm sitting there, she about to break the damn cat nap. The damn cat probably got one leg. She probably had broke all the damn legs already.
No, my cat is fine.
I mean, damn, you choking people out. And golly,
okay,
what's really going on?
So if I spit on you, what you going to do?
You spit on me? I wouldn't do nothing to make you spit on me. Why would you spit on me?
But I didn't do anything for her to spit on me, but she spit on me.
got anger management problems. You probably pissed off some other time and she spit on you. That's probably what happened. How many other times you choked her out?
Well, that was my first time choking her out. But, I mean, it ain't like...
First time. How many times you choked this woman out?
I never choked her. That was just the first time. I'm just saying, I just have... Okay, well... All right. I have a slight temper.
A slight temper?
Slight.
You done choked two people out. You done kicked your damn cat.
Really? You did not hear me?
Golly.
I mean,
I hope you ain't got a damn dog. He probably dead. What the hell?
I have a pit bull. I ain't gonna kick
a dog. You throw somebody goddamn keys. What the hell? I mean, come on now.
Yes.
You gonna throw a little old lady keys.
Wait a minute, whoa.
I think you're just a bully. That's what I think,
I'm
y'all.
I'm not no damn bully.
I think you're just a damn bully.
And call me no bully, because I'm not no bully.
I think y'all. I bet you beat your damn boyfriend's up or your husband. Where he at? He in the hospital?
No, I mean, I used to, but I don't do that no more.
Oh, my God. Look at this. That's what I'm talking about. Look at this shit. Holy crap. Come on.
I was angry, and I'm doing just fine.
Okay, when the last time you took somebody out? You probably ran somebody off the damn road. I bet you drive crazy, too, don't you?
Yeah, I do. But that ain't got nothing to do with anger.
Okay.
Well,
ain't got nothing to
do
with anger. That's rage, anger. That's the same definition, don't you think?
Yeah, you're right.
Road damn rage. Oh, my goodness.
Well, maybe I do have a slight anger issue.
A slight anger?
But I think you need
to be hospitalized.
No, I've gotten better. I mean, I don't swing out on my boyfriends no more.
No more?
No.
You said no more.
Yeah, I don't do that no
more. They probably ran from you. I mean, you beat up. Shit.
I mean, that's why
how
I
you beat them up? What you do? How you beat them up? Talk to me.
I ain't beat them up. I just...
What you do?
I ain't beat them up. I just...
What you do?
I hit them with stuff when
with
they
what?
Sleep.
Whips and stuff? I like that shit. Oh.
See, now you going somewhere else.
You beating them.
Like,
how you beat them?
If they go to sleep before me, I'll hit them in the head like with a stick or something.
See?
Because I know I can't beat
them.
Bully.
And he sleeps.
Wait, you hit him in the head with what?
You wait till he sleeps.
Why? I wait till they go to sleep.
Hit him in the head with stuff.
I used to do.
How many of you done killed? I mean, they sleeping and hit him in the head with a damn stick.
I don't do that
you
no more.
You ain't telling us.
I'm older and I'm wiser. I don't do it. I don't do that no more. And I'm not a bully. I bully the bully.
You bully the bully. What's your definition of a bully?
Well, I've gotten better because I don't fight no more. Okay, well, it's been 6 months now, so I'm doing good. I'm doing excellent. Been about six months.
Are you in counseling? Are you in counseling for this?
I was, but not no more.
You need years of it. I think you need to put you in the hospital for a while.
I'm on medication. They put me on medication for it.
Is it working?
Yeah. It happened
well,
to me.
You only choke people out a little bit when I feel myself.
That's why I don't work with kids, because they're too damn bad for me.
Beating up the cat.
Mm-mm. No.
Wow. Well, you heard it here first. You heard somebody come through, a caller come through, and she just wanted to ask the question. That we believe that she has anger management issues. Well, based on this first caller's response, he said, yeah, she got anger management, but she said she getting better. She done did better.
I am. I haven't had that argument. I haven't thrown anything at anybody. I haven't swung out at anybody. I ain't cussed nobody. Well, wait a minute. Did I cuss? Nope, I haven't cussed nobody out.
You probably ain't been out the house. That's why. You see anybody?
Yeah, I go to work. I got a boyfriend. Yeah. I have two boyfriends.
I guess he don't sleep there, do he?
Yeah.
You got two boyfriends.
He got lumps and shit on his head, don't he?
No. I ain't going to put my hands on them. I love them.
Well, I want to say thank you guys for calling in. My other caller that chimed in, thank you so much. I'm going to go ahead and get to another caller, but you guys hang on the line. I might need to come back to y'all. Thank y'all so much for calling in. Just hang on the other line. All right. You heard it here first on Speak Your Mind Radio. We had somebody come through, and she just wanted to verify whether or not we thought that she had anger management issues. And based on the response, I think she does. Like they say, you are the weakest link. I think she got some issues. I know she's still on the line, and I'm so sorry. But, caller, you do need to get some help. Because any two times you're choking people, snatching people's keys and throwing them in a dark street, or kicking your cat or beating up your boyfriends, you might need some counseling, yeah. And you know what? Get back with Speak Your Mind Radio. We might be able to assist you in finding some place for you to get counseling in your current state. All right. So I'm going to bring on 0870. I have you on the line with Brenda Williams of Speak Your Mind Radio. How are you this evening?
I'm all right. How are you?
I am blessed. Can't complain. How are you?
That's good. I'm doing good. Trying to make my way home.
Okay. Well, tonight's topic is a free topic. We allow callers to come on and talk about anything. As you heard from the last caller, she wanted to find out that we think she had anger management issues. Based on the stuff she did, based on the stuff you heard, what you think?
I just came in at the very end, and I heard her say that she hit him with a stick. And no, that'll get you pimp smacked. But
pimp smack?
Yeah, that'll get you pimp smack. You, blunt objects is an attack on my life, so, yeah.
Okay, so now what's your topic that you want to discuss tonight?
Well, it's very simple. It's why is it that when you get into a relationship, everybody want to come holler at you?
Give me some examples, like how long were you in a relationship? How long were you single? Give me some example. And is it old people trying to come at you or new people?
Both old and new. You know, you've been single for a while. You know, there's just nothing, nobody. It's all dry. The minute you announce, you say, hey, you know, I'm kicking it with somebody, everybody come out the woodworks.
I would say one thing that I've learned about adults, and this is men and women all alike, I would say the reason why is because people, for some reason, have – it's excitement for people to try to get something they can't have. When you were single and they know they could have had you, then you wouldn't worth that. You wasn't worth them trying to get you. But then while you're in a relationship and you know they know somebody else got you, it's almost like the chase of the hunt. That's what it's almost like. And male and female alike are like that. It's a chase of the hunt. I have to tell gentlemen all the time. I mean, I don't recall a time that I was ever single. I'm not going to lie, because I've been married since the Stone Age. I think since I started curling. But I have to tell men all the time, you know, hey, you know, I have a husband. I'm not interested. And then sometimes that stops them and sometimes that doesn't stop them. But the thing about it is, well, I can't even really relate because I can't even say there was a time when I was single and I understood, because when I was single, still people still tried me. What I say, a lot of people try me now that I'm married, I would say yes, and I would say men and women alike. And I just can't even answer that. Like, I don't even know how to even answer that. But I can tell you that if you're with someone at one time and then you break up with that person and nobody is interested. Nobody's even looking your way. But as soon as you get back with that person, that changes. So I don't know. But I have somebody who raised their hand. Maybe they can chime in. I'm going to bring them in with us. 2591, I have you on the line with Brenda Williams of Speak Your Mind Radio, and we are just doing a free topic tonight. We have a caller on now. Maybe you can chime into what he's saying.
Okay. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. This is Cornbread.
Hey, Cornbread. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine. Been trying to get on your show for the last 2 weeks. That's about it.
Well, last week I canceled it due to Thanksgiving. So we're back this week. I had to eat now. My husband made all that good food. I had to eat.
Okay, I hear you. I'll give you that.
I had to eat. So what do you think about what the caller was just saying? Why is it that when somebody's in a relationship, everybody wants them, but then when they're single, nobody acts like they want them?
I have the slightest idea, but that's a question that I have yet to figure out myself, because not only him, but we all go through that. We all go through that. Because the way I see it, a woman don't want nobody to know nobody else want. But once they see that man with the woman, that's when they want him. And it's vice versa. Goes both ways. I mean, you know, that's a question. I mean, we all been through it, but that's a question that I freeze up on. I mean, I don't know. Anyway. Unless you choose to not be with you choose to not get yourself together, and you don't want to be with nobody, but if you don't want to be with nobody, you ain't got to be rude or ungodly to them, just let them down and explain it to them. Right now is not a good time, you know, but Don't push me out the boat yet, you know. Later on, you know, hey, I might, you know, I'm going through stuff. Let me get my shit together, and then I come back and holler. But that don't always work either, because that person you're trying to get with you, and you ain't ready to give up, she might not wait on you. It's crazy.
It's very crazy, because I'm in that situation now, and it's like everybody is coming out of the woodworks finding me and telling me either they miss me or that they should have never let me get past them or anything like that. And then it's like, you know, a free-for-all for coochie. You know, hey, remember when we used to do this, or hey, I always wanted to do that. It's maddening.
Yeah, I mean, just a lot of bad attitude. I mean, you got to look at the whole picture. But like I said, you can't nobody make you want them. If they really and truly want you and love you, they'll bag up and give you the time. And they won't pressure you. But you just make sure they ready when you get ready to go back at them. When you get ready to cash in, you make sure that they are ready. With no bullshit. But no.
I agree. And a statement he made was nobody wants somebody nobody else wants. But everybody wants somebody that everybody else wants. So if you're looking at somebody and don't nobody else want them, ain't nobody gonna show them no interest. Or don't nobody else want her, ain't nobody going to show them no interest. But the minute they see, case in point, an example. I know a man who, him and his wife, they're married. And, you know, they go to parties or whatever. And nobody's ever really showed this man too much attention. Like, they've been around a lot of people. And nobody's really showed this man any attention. But now, since that man and that woman have brought somebody else into their life, a third party into their life, via a female, everybody wants him now. Everybody wants to be with him. Everybody wants to see what the praise is. That's how it always is. When they see you with one person, it's always like that, always.
Man.
Always. So, hey, I can't tell you what to do. I mean, I can just give you the advice what I just gave you, but hey, you just figure the rest out on your own. But you make sure when you get ready to go at that person, you make damn so good and sure that they are ready.
Right.
Because you don't want to leave what you got to get a lemon. You don't want to leave something good for something that ain't good.
Exactly.
Just because she just told you she was interested. And I tell you what, women got a lot of game just like men got a lot of game.
Exactly.
And a woman
exactly.
can tell you anything to make you think a certain way. But as soon as you free and you no longer with that other woman and now it's just you and her, then old man, they're going to come and the real truth going to come out.
Yeah.
That's how it is. It's a craze.
Yeah.
You always want something you can't have.
But I will say this. Person shows you who they really are, believe them. And that's all I can say.
That's who they are.
So, you know, if they show you something now, and then
mm-hmm.
come down 2 or 3 months later, and you realize it, just, I ain't telling you to ditch that dog, but watch that dog. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Uh-huh. It's always. And I tell you something else. If a woman only calls you late at night, get up out your bed, and you go be with that woman, watch that woman. Because if she really wanted to be with you, why can't she call you at a decent hour? I mean, why can't you be with her at 5 o'clock instead of 11 o'clock at night? Why can't you be with her at 8 o'clock besides 1, 2 o'clock in the morning? Yeah, you both got jobs. You got to get up and go to work. I mean, yeah. I mean, you got to watch all this stuff. So, been down this road, done it. Don't want to go back.
I'm gonna tell you,
that's some when you get caught up in that shit and you get hurt, that is some hurtful shit.
Hmm.
I mean, it's gonna make you think, oh, women ain't nothing but so and so. No, you just got played. She played you and played you good, and she hurt your feelings. So you know, you just bagged off on it.
All right. Well, I hope that you got, you know, the answer that you wanted as far as the, you know, why is it. But I honestly believe wholeheartedly in what he's saying. You know, nobody wants somebody that nobody else wants.
Exactly.
But, you know, there used to be a little comment that they would make, well, hey, get your ugly girl because then she ain't going to leave you. But you know what? If don't nobody want that ugly girl, then... No.
You don't want either.
No.
Right.
If don't nobody want that ugly girl, the same thing with the man. If don't nobody want that man, ain't nobody, you ain't going to want him and don't nobody else want him. So then who want him? Nothing. He's just sitting there. So I would just be mindful of that, and I would also be mindful of how things work and how people act and check the motive of why these people are trying to be with you because, you know, there's certain different reasons why people want to be with you. Some people may want you just for sex. Some people may want you for money. Some people might want you for companionship. Pay attention to what they're saying. And believe me, if you don't foresee the grass being greener on the other side, I wouldn't skip over. If you're in a happy relationship now and you're with someone now who makes you happy, I wouldn't change that. Not for
right.
nothing that could have came at you when you were single.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, it just always just seem odd to me. You know, it's time and time again. That's what it is.
Well, you already got your answer to it. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And don't be no fool. Lord, no, don't be no fool.
Right.
Because they will bump your head as long as you will, as long as you let them, they gonna try to bump your head. But they gonna hit it one time too hard, and you gonna realize it's gonna be too late. Hey.
Well, I have you on the line, my second caller. Calling, Bradley, there's something you want to talk about? Was it a topic you want to talk about?
Yeah, it really is. It really is. See,
okay.
I went through something that he's going through right now, but I was married. I stayed with a woman for 20 years because I had two key kids by her. And that's the wrong thing to do. That is the wrong thing to do. I mean, you're tired, you're fed up, just leave. It took me 3 years to leave this woman. And I had to go through some shit to get the hell was around her. I really did. I mean, I had to join a gym in which, you know, I started off with little old stuff bed, you know, with prayer shorts, prayer socks, a towel, face cloth. Well, the government, and I stayed at the gym. But I knew every time she went at home, I was moving out all the time. Whenever I caught her not at home, I was getting my stuff, moving out. But in that time, I found love again. And it lasted 4 or 5 years maybe. And then she started coming to me hard, making up lies about me, telling this one, spreading rumors and all that stuff. I mean, how can I be in two places at the same time? How can I? I mean,
it's sabotage. Women, when they can't have what they want, they'll try to sabotage you, tell all types of lies.
Well, and it's something else. If somebody is accusing you of doing something, and you know down deep in your heart you ain't doing nothing but doing what you're supposed to do at home, go to work and come home, better start watching the person. Better start watching, because, I mean, just watch.
Absolutely. Well, I want to say thank you to you guys for calling in and sharing.
Mm-hmm.
I do appreciate you guys. I'm going to go ahead to a quick break, and then I'm going to come back, and I'm going to take some more calls. So thank you guys so much for calling in.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. So that's what we got tonight. We got some relationship situations. We had some anger management situations. We had a couple of different things going on here. I'm going to go ahead and take a quick break, and then after I take this break, I'm going to go ahead and take on some more callers. Your Mind Radio. So that was a hot show.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Now I can.
Okay, great.
Hello.
So, do you have a topic? I know you chimed in earlier on somebody else and their topic. So, do you have something that you would like to talk about or a topic, questions you want to talk about?
Yeah. You kind of got me thinking, and I don't know how a lot of other people feel, but this whole president situation, I kind of feel that he's the president now. We need to just kick back and see what he's going to do. I mean, all this bickering, all this protesting and stuff, and recounting, I mean, it's done. I mean, if it was, she was on the other foot, would it be like this? Not saying that I'm for Trump, but, hey, he's our president now. Through all these years, we learned to respect a president, whoever becomes president. You know, people's upset because some people had issues with Obama, and I'm one that it pissed me off. Every time he tried to do something, somebody tried to block him or had something bad to say about him, but he was our president. So we need to just respect our president and let him serve out his 4 years. I mean, do anybody else have an issue with that, or is it just me?
I agree with you wholeheartedly. I've actually taken people off my timeline because of it. Because I feel like when, you know, when Obama was running, I've never put on anything on my timeline about the other candidate. I've never said anything about basically the other candidate. The thing about it is there's so much hatred going on in the world right now. What people don't realize, and I actually wanted to talk about that as well. That was one of my things as well. And what people don't realize is they're saying white supremacist this and white supremacist that. There are people in place right now in the government that will protect that from happening. And people, what people don't realize is, yes, this is the president of the United States, but the president of the United States is not like the king of, like, the old world. Where people are getting it screwed up is they're thinking about, like, the old world type thing where it was king of the country and king can make all these decisions and nobody else can say anything and he didn't have to get anything approved. It's not like the olden days, and that's what the problem is. They're going back to their mentality, assuming that this man could just decide, you know, just like, and our people are like, our African-American people are like. I'm tired of seeing stuff about, when I go back to Africa, this and that. First of all, you wasn't in Africa. You wasn't born in Africa. Maybe your ancestors were, but you wasn't. And at this stage of the game, as mixed up as everyone is, who really was over in Africa when you think about it? So the comments that they're making right now are doing nothing but making themselves look stupid, in my opinion.
People don't understand, you know, that most people here in America that is black, so-called African-American, they descendants of the Indian, like Choctaw Indian, and you know, because they darker-skinned people. A lot of people don't realize that.
Right. People don't. And the thing about it is when you look at stuff like that and when you look at what people are saying, you know, I have taken people off my timeline for it. Taken people off my timeline for it because I don't feel like I want to see negativity. I don't feel like I want to hear what somebody has to say.
I mean,
so
if they really
I'm
had an issue with him,
somebody.
If they really had an issue with him being in office, or most of the people I believe has got a real big problem with it, the ones who didn't vote. I mean, the main thing, if you really look at it, a lot of us didn't get out and vote. We waited. Obama was in there. We made sure we got out and voted. If you didn't want him in there, then heck, you need to get out and vote. I know I went out there, stood in that line, and I voted. I mean, you know there was issues certain places they said they had, but we need to bring that to light and when that's going on and let them know that we had issues voting, you know. But as of now, this has happened. He's in there. We need to just squash it and move on. That's my opinion.
I agree. Another one of my topics that I wanted to talk about, and you can chime in on it, I'm in a lot of different social groups on Facebook. I don't know how many of them in. And I really can't stand social group bullies. And what I say, and it's one of the things that's made me leave a lot of social groups, because for you to post up something stating, post by 12 midnight, you're going to be deleted. Post by this, post by that. Say this and say that. Do an intro, please. I feel like when you think about social media and when you think about social media rooms, and then on top of that, let's say some of these hidden hideaway rooms may be kind of sexual. They may show sexual body parts in them. And most of the ones that I'm in is not because I show anything. It's because I have an erotic book. And that's the audience that I sell my book to. So that's the reason why I'm in these groups specifically for that. But
the thing about it is, the way these groups, I feel like, are bullies is they'll want you to post a body part, you know, a behind or a breast, you know, or even your kitty. They'll be okay with you posting a body part. But the minute that you try to post something positive, whether it's about a radio show, whether it's about your book, you get the violation up of no promoting. So my thing is, you don't want me to promote something that's positive and that can help people, but you want to promote sex and body parts. To me, a lot of these rooms are prostitution. They're prostitutes. They're putting out body parts for hire. And I know that really sounds bad, and I've just seen a whole lot of people come in, and I'm sorry if you have one of the groups that do this, but I feel like it's prostitution. I feel like it's nothing but what people are wanting is big orgies. It's prostitution because you have these Facebook parties, quote-unquote private parties. You charge couples $30, $60, $45 or whatever. You allow, not all of them, some of them allow women to get in free. And you know that they're going to bring them in because the women are coming in free and everybody's having sex. They may eat something, they may drink, they may shake a tail feather, but at the end of the night, there's a playroom and everybody's playing. To me, that's selling prostitution. That is absolutely prostitution. So if you think that that's okay, but you don't agree with something positive that can help somebody, then I think there's a bigger picture of it. And that's one of the reasons why myself have left a lot of Facebook groups, and I've let the admins know before I left. If I can't promote what I'm doing, what makes you think I'm going to put, even if I could promote what I was doing, I'm still not going to put my body parts out there. And a lot of people don't realize this. Case in point, I have a social room that's not a nudity room. It's a non-nudity room. And I'm different. I allow people to post. I allow people to post their parties. I allow people to promote. If you sell something, put it out there so people can see it. That's my attitude. But then you got other people who will come on and completely different. Completely different. So what is your take on that?
My thing is, people that are in these groups that see this, they need to just leave. I mean, if they doing stuff you don't like, I don't see why people stick around. They want to tell you you got to post at a certain time. I was in some groups like that. As soon as they say mess like that or tell me I can't post in there, guess what? I'm out. I just delete myself and I'll be out of there. You know, but the groups that just have stuff going on and you vibing with different people, that's cool, you know, and people need to look for those type of groups if they into that. And those other ones, only way they're going to stop doing that is when their room is emptied out and ain't nobody in there. Then they probably start realizing that, hey, I'm basically a bully. I'm trying to control the whole room, but on another note, if that's what they want, they created the group, it's their room, let them do what the hell they want to do and just refrain from being in those groups. That's my take on that.
I agree. I agree wholeheartedly. And, I mean, case in point, somebody in my group just posted an event about a 7-day event, and somebody in my group reported that post that fast. It got reported to me, which is one of the admins, an admin with my husband, and somebody just reported to me, and I just saw it. And I put leave it there. But the thing about it was somebody hateful saw that and actually reported it. And
they
there's no
reason
it
was
for
one
it.
Of those, they probably thought it was one of them groups that they didn't allow to post, because I guess some people think that's the norm. I think they think that's the norm, that you don't supposed to post in those private, secret, closed groups or whatever. And that's probably what it was. They don't realize, and I'm sure you have something written up there to tell people that they have the freedom to do what they want if that's the way your group is run. But people don't look at those, whatever they put up on the top or about the room. A lot of people don't even read that stuff. They just go in there and just to be in there.
I agree.
Well, I want to say thank you so much for calling. We're about to end out the show. I'm going to play one more song, and I'm going to end it out.
Cowboys
and
are
that
losing.
Was my biggest – huh?
Cowboys
are losing.
Yay.
By how much?
Well, right now it's only 2 points.
What's the quarter and score? What's the quarter?
It's fourth quarter, and it's 7-9. Minnesota.
Who got the ball? We
got 2 minutes left. The Cowboys, and unfortunately, they just scored another 6 points. Okay.
All right. Well, I want to say thank you so much. Thank you so much for calling. You have a great night, and thank you for being a part of Speak Your Mind Radio.
All right.
Thank you. All right, so we had a great, great show. I've just seen a bunch of people come in. Unfortunately, we end out in 8 minutes. So because we end out in 8 minutes, I'm not going to go ahead and take any more calls. I want to say thank you for calling in. We do this every single week, like clockwise. I definitely appreciate everyone, and I just want to say thank you. And I'm going to go ahead and play a song. And then we are going to go ahead and end the show.
What in the world makes people keep going through the same thing over and over and over and over and over and over again? When the Bible is clear, it is pure honesty to keep doing the same thing, expecting a different result.
I never would have pictured this. I swear I quoted if I knew what the scripture is. This my life depicted. Listen, this is what I'm spitting for. Hitting hard, I'ma shake the world. Call me Richter, y'all. Richter, y'all. I'm getting a shot, I was picked the ball. This my playground, won't play around. I'ma get it all. Get it all. This for those who don't get at all. Ones who hit ignore when that collector's call. Sorry to the ones locked down making collect calls. But it's cause the laws of the Lord you don't respect at all. I'm hot, I spit, and my words reach the populace. Couldn't touch me if you were the cop on that stop and frisk. But don't give me the glory, not deserving it. I ain't write the gospel, I just further it. It'll change your heart like a surgeon. I'm certain it's food for the starving and healing for the hurting. Come on.
The devil is a liar, I've been through the fire. But I was free from harm cause my thing is higher. I'm no longer in a prison of my sins, they all are priors. Rather be broken, holy than rich, burning in the fire. Uh-huh, I know you see me, I am brand new. Uh-huh, don't you see me, I am brand new. I know you see me, I am brand new. Uh-huh, look at me, I'm brand new.
Uh-huh, I never could have dreamed this. God's glory, I wish grandpa could see this. Feeling so amazing, owe it to the creator. Disappointed, not surprised that I see all these haters. Oh man, the devil got these women flirting. They want me for dessert, but my feelings just desert them. I am very married and I stand by my vows. God put us together, no man to tear us down. The plan from here on out, to walk the straight and narrow path. Know that I'm forgiven, leave my sins in the past. The serpent's in the grass, but that fruit is forbidden. I'm praying for the lost, backsliding sinners. Please forgive them.
Forgive them.
Never say I'm perfect, that is vanity.
Vanity.
They say all the faith I have's insanity. Same ones calling God when life is at its worst. I ain't mad, only solution that works.
The devil is a liar, I've been through the fire. But I was free from harm cause my savior's higher. I'm no longer in a prison of my sins, they all are priors. Rather be broken, holy than rich, burning in the fire. Uh-huh, I know you see me, I am brand new. Uh-huh, don't you see me, I am brand new. Uh-huh, I know you see me, I am brand new. Uh-huh, look at me, I'm brand new.
Uh-huh, I never understood this. The purpose of this gangsterness and hoodness. What happened to gratefulness and goodness? You all snakes, I should have known that you would hiss. I'm fly, I'm a pilot, I'm ticketless. Trying to get my wife's a big house with a picket fence. Started talking about God, Pablo, man, you took a chance. Nah, I just took a stand when others.